Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. That address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, in a few weeks, school is going to be starting here in the West Michigan area. Just about every state is preparing for kids to go back to in-person learning this fall. One school system, charter school in our area, has already started. I know in Florida there are several school districts that are starting already. For many of these kids, this is going to be a huge adjustment from the remote learning they've endured for the past year and a half, going to in-person learning. Now, I found this article from care.com with not 5, not 10, not 15, but 101 tips on helping your kids get back into the school routine. I'm only going to share 5. Like I said, there's 101 tips. So I picked out about 5. That I'm going to share with you on this week's podcast. And again, I want you to go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page. You'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that link. It'll bring you to the blog post associated with this podcast. If you happen to be listening later on, a couple weeks down the road, easy enough. Just in the upper right of the blog, there's a search archive. Just type in back to school tips 2021, and it will bring you to the blog post for this podcast with a link to the article from care.com with 101 tips on helping your kids get back into the school routine. First tip that I want to share with you is set a sleep schedule. About 2 weeks before school starts, get your kids' sleep schedules back on track for school. This will help prepare them for getting up in the morning for school and getting a good night's sleep. I know our kids, they've been going to bed at, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. One night they didn't go to sleep until like midnight. And then they wake up at 8, 9, 10, 11 in the morning. So their sleep schedule is all over the place. To help mitigate that, cut down on fights in the morning, it's best to, like I said, 2 weeks before, set a sleep schedule. Say, okay, you go to bed at 9 o'clock, or if you got younger kids, 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever your normal school bedtime is, that's when you need to start going to bed, and then start waking them up in the morning about the time that they would have to wake up to get ready for school. Again, this should help get them into that routine so that when school does start, it's not a huge, literally drag them out of bed to get them ready for school. The next tip that I have for you here that I'm going to share is create a daily schedule. Homework, chores, extracurricular activities should be written out on a clear schedule so that each child knows daily what they're responsible to accomplish each day. Those that have been on remote learning, in a lot of cases, they've been on their own as far as learning. As long as you get the homework done and email it to the teacher, it doesn't matter when it gets completed. And again, chores, doesn't matter when it gets done, as long as it gets done. by helping create that schedule, we'll give them a little peace of mind as far as what they're responsible for, when it needs to be done, and what they got going on for that day. So they know that, little Susie, okay, once she gets home from school, she's got to get all her homework done. And she's got to make her bed. She's got to feed Precious the kitty cat. And then on Wednesdays, she's got, dance practice, ballet practice or whatever. Little Johnny, needs to make sure that the dishes are in the dishwasher, needs to make sure that the trash gets out to the curb on Wednesday evenings for the Thursday morning pickup. Thursday after school, he's got basketball practice. So having a clear schedule every day that these kids can actually physically look at, something that may be in their phone, maybe it's some you have a whiteboard up in your home with the schedule so that everybody's aware of what's going on and who needs to do what, I think will help get kids back in the back-to-school mindset. As far as daily lunches, that's my next tip. In many community school systems, they're providing free breakfast and lunch for each child. I believe that's through a governmental program. Our local school system here, I just got an email the other day explaining that, that the state of Michigan is paying for a free breakfast and a free lunch for each kid, K through 12. If your school system does not participate in a program like that, you need to have a discussion as far as what's going to be economically feasible for you, what's going to be the easiest for your family. Is it going to be better for you to make lunches at home, or is it going to be easier to put money on your child's lunch account and have them get a hot lunch at school? If you've got special diets, obviously it's going to be better for you to make something at home. Of course, you want to make the lunch the night before so it's ready to go for the next day. I do want to caveat that if you do opt for the hot lunch program where you're able to put money into your kid's lunch account, make sure that you put a spending limit per day as far as what they can get. My youngest son last year, was even though he got a free breakfast and lunch, we kept money in his account so that he could get a snack, like a cookie or an ice cream bar or something like that to go along with his lunch. The account drained down a lot faster than what we were figuring. And come to find out, he was getting like 2 and 3 ice cream sandwiches and passing out to his friends. He was getting extra things to shove into his pockets to take to class, which you're not allowed to do. So with our lunch account program, I'm able to go in there and say, okay, he's allowed to spend an additional, $1.75 a day. So for breakfast, he gets whatever the hot breakfast is. And then if he wants an additional juice, he's got 75 cents to get an extra juice. And then for lunch, if he wants an ice cream bar, it's $1. Then he's got $1 to get that. Or if he wants a bag of chips, I think is like 50 cents or something like that. So he's got $1.75 that he can use each day in his lunch account for, supplementing his breakfast or his lunch. So it doesn't get to where he's, being the host and handing out ice cream bars like Willy Wonka or something like that. So definitely daily lunches. Think about economically and ease of use as far as whether or not to make a lunch versus purchase a lunch at school. The next tip I have for you is check the supply list. Most schools email a list of the supplies your student will need. I got mine, again, along with the lunch program. I got a list from his class explaining what he needs. He needs like a trapper keeper, folders, pencils, a pencil bag, and a few other odds and ends. The rest of it would be provided by the school. But he did have a list of supplies that he does need for the first day of school. Stores like Walmart and Target often have pre-printed lists that they get from the school systems, and they will have those at the stores So if you happen to delete your email or forget the letter that you needed, oftentimes Walmart and Target and other big box stores like that will have school lists for the different school systems in the area as far as what the supplies are required, okay? Recommend that, you know, a lot of times this stuff is inexpensive. If you can, purchase a little extra and send it with your student so that the teacher has additional supplies to dole out in case a kid forgets something. So, you know, crayons are like 10 cents a box, 15 cents a box, something like that. You know, purchase a couple of boxes of crayons. You know, purchase an extra couple of rulers, a few extra folders. Send those off with your child to school and make sure that they turn those into their teacher. You know, your teacher is going to really appreciate that, to have those extra supplies on hand so that if a child comes to school and forgot that they needed a box of crayons or forgot a ruler or didn't have a folder, that the teacher is able to provide those things to the kids. And the last tip I want to share with you is prepare the night before. Have your student put together their clothes, pack their backpack and other school-related items the night before. So they pack their backpack. If they're in sports, make sure they have their sports equipment in their gym bag ready to go. And as far as their backpack and gym bag, make sure they're in an easy-to-reach area. Make sure that they're, if they were issued a Chromebook or an iPad, make sure that's totally charged up, ready to go for the next day. I know our school system sent Chromebooks home with their kids for the summer so they could get used to using them for, you know, the school upcoming school year. Make sure that those are charged up, ready to go as well. Make sure their clothes are in an easy reach area also. But most of all, you need to go check out this full list of tips. Again, there's 101. I only shared like five. There's 101 tips on helping prepare you and your kids for getting back to school. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. Again, doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, my name is Matt, and I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a good week. I hope you have a safe week. And if your kids are going back to school, I hope they have a blast getting back to school and seeing all their friends and their teachers. And I just wish them the best in their academic year. Take care.